Hi there. This is Wes Moss, Chief Investment Strategist at Capital Investment Advisors. And just want to give a quick update on another big sell-off day in the market. Markets down as of the afternoon, over 2%. Really predicated on something called a yield curve inversion, interest rate curve inversion. Really, I think of this as same problems we've been talking about now for 2 years, just a different time period. And here we are in middle to later 2019, and we're worried about the yield curve inversion. Again, we've been talking about this as a possibility now for the better part of 2 years. So the event today that you maybe see in the news is that the yield curve, or the spread between the 2-year treasury bond and the 10-year treasury bond, inverted ever so slightly today. That means that longer term interest rates were actually lower than short-term interest rates, which is backwards. It's supposed to be the other way around. So I want to go through a couple quick questions and just give you our perspective on what's happening right now. First of all, what does this signal? What does the yield curve inversion signal? Well, the bond market is saying, when this happens, the bond market is saying that pushing interest rates lower in general, that means that it expects slower growth. And possibly a recession at some point, and I'll get to that data in just a minute. The inverted yield curve says that, or when this happens, that most of the time, a recession is coming within the next 18 months. This is important to remember. Every recession since the 1970s has been preceded by a yield curve inversion. However, not every inversion that we, just like we just saw today, not every inversion has been followed by a recession. So we've had a yield curve get inverted 5 times, and it's only led to 4 recessions. 1998 is an example of a false positive. The yield curve inverted in 1998, and then there was no recession. We didn't hit a recession for 3+ years after that. Okay, since we've seen a yield curve inversion, how long typically does it take for a recession to occur? Historically, there's a large amount of time between what happened, this yield curve inversion, and a recession. The yield curve inverted in 1978, 1988, 2000, 2005. On average, it took a year and a half, and sometimes more, before we went into recession. So think at least 18 months typically before the economy actually takes a real downturn. What does the stock market do post yield curve inversion? Again, also interesting data. Up to the start of the recession, again, usually about 18 months on average, the S&P 500 averages positive 15%. So there's all this thought of that an inversion means recession and markets go down. The reality is that historically, markets actually do really well once the yield curve inverts, going towards up until the point of recession. On average, the max downdraw we've seen between the inversion and the recession is -6%. Well, we're off almost 6% right now, or right around 6% from the highs of this August. Average maximum upside between yield curve inversion and recession is positive 22%. So interesting that markets can actually do really well, even though these events signal at some point the economy may slow down. Again, the false positive 1998 saw stocks rally about 40% over the next few years. What else to look for? Well, certainly, this one indicator does not mean that we're going into a recession. There are lots of other indicators that we have to look at. It's really always the totality of economic data. What is the consumer data? What is consumer sentiment? What's retail spending? Housing data? What does manufacturing look like? What is employment and earnings for companies? What does all that look like? And right now, the totality of the economic data is slower than it was 6 and 12 months ago. However, it still very much points to positive economic growth, at least for the next few quarters. So we also want to look for something called leading indicator. We call this LEI at the CIA Investment Committee, leading in economic indicators. That is something we watch very closely. That is still in positive territory. But when that goes negative, that has, again, the chances of recession go up even more. What should investors do? Well, again, every investor's in a different place. For our investors, our thought is that balance is our friend. And it is the key to being a successful investor over time, as opposed to hopping completely in the market and out of the market over and over again. So we like to strike the right balance for our portfolios. We believe that is key. We're also big believers in the companies that we do own are on the high quality scale. Most of the time, high quality dividend paying companies as well. So you put that all together, and the portfolios that we build and manage are built to weather these very storms. Just remember that it takes a long time to get to retirement, but God willing, retirement has a long time horizon as well. And we do know that even when we do go through these periods of difficult economic times and market drops, the economy recovers, the stock market recovers. And we have to remind ourselves that on days and weeks and months where things don't look so good, that we have to remind ourselves that we're really looking at this for years and even decades as investors. Again, we are always here to help. Thanks so much for listening.